Warab State Information Minister Ring Deng Ading says Governor Alewa Yenj ordered Malang's arrest after lifting the commissioner's immunity and suspending him from his duties. Ading says Malang allegedly shot and injured a man at the Lakhan Hotel in Toyn Town on Friday.
The victim had a fight with somebody in the hotel called Lakhan. Then that guy tried to call the commissioner. Then commissioner came instead of calling police or what. So he came to see himself what is happening, why people call him for help. Then from there, this is where the shooting happened and the guy got injured.
Ading says that Malang is in detention. He is cooperating with investigators and will be arraigned in a court of law. Ading is urging residents of Warab to remain calm.
They should be patient enough to wait the result, and then if commissioner is found guilty, then he will go before court because nobody above the law.
Ading says authorities will maintain law and order, and those who abuse the law will face justice.
Nobody above the law. Even myself as the minister, I cannot take law to my hand. Likewise, to everybody, head of department. So we have to be very careful, and the citizens themselves, they should also be careful.
In a letter seen by South Sudan in Focus, Governor Yeng said the victim was shot in the chest with a pistol and he is receiving treatment in Juba. Governor Yeng also urged law enforcement agencies to follow appropriate legal procedures in the case against Malang. What attacked it is Governor Yeng's press secretary.
The commissioner is suspended because of the incident that happened on 27 May at night. I was in Toyn Town, which is a Toyn South, where the commissioner, Honorable Ogur Malang, accused of shooting the person called John Lemun with a pistol. That is why Honorable Governor lifted the immunity and suspended him.
Atagdit says the governor is working to reduce gun violence through disarmament across the state. He says Governor Yeng was also disappointed to see a state government officials involved in the misuse of firearms. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Juba.